A few weekends ago, my wife Anita and I were watching the playoff game between the Tennessee Titans and the Baltimore Ravens. I assumed from Anita's glazed look that she wasn't paying all that much attention to the game and was likely hoping that our cable connection would go out. Anita, however, was paying attention and shocked me when she said that she thought Tennessee's team name was the Oilers. I told her that she was right, that there was a time when the Titans were the Oilers. In 1997, the Houston Oilers moved its NFL franchise to Tennessee, and for 2 years were the Tennessee Oilers. When the franchise moved into a new stadium in Nashville, it decided that the team needed a more relevant and heroic, even Olympian, team name in recognition of Nashville as the Athens of the South. So they became the Titans.
They're the Tennessee Titans. They're the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans all the way.
I also pointed out to Anita, who was beginning to glaze over again, that the Baltimore Ravens were once the Cleveland Browns. In 1995, 2 years before the Houston Oilers moved to Tennessee, the owner of the Cleveland Browns moved the franchise to Baltimore. Facing protests and lawsuits, the NFL reached an agreement with Cleveland city officials that protected the Browns' brand and legacy and guaranteed the return of the Browns to Cleveland as an expansion team once a new stadium was constructed. When the NFL declared that the Baltimore franchise had no claim to the Browns' colors and history, its owner turned to Baltimore's culture and history for a new team name.
In the National Football League, there used to be the Baltimore Colts. For that matter, there used to be the Cleveland Browns. But when Art Modell's club moved to Charm City, they had to come up with a new moniker. The franchise may not have a logo or colors yet, but now it has a wing and a prayer and a new name.
The former Browns, after flying to Baltimore, became the Ravens, in recognition of Baltimore native Edgar Allan Poe's popular poem. Some Baltimore fans thought the name was for the birds, but the NFL has a nest full of bird names, including the Falcons, Eagles, Cardinals, and Seahawks. I also pointed out to Anita that Kansas City also had to change its team name when they acquired the Dallas, Texas franchise in 1963. The Kansas City Texans just wasn't going to work, so they became the Chiefs. Other team names, like the Cardinals and the Rams, stayed in place no matter how many times the franchise moved from city to city, including stops for the Cardinals and the Rams in St. Louis. Like an NFL Pandora, Anita should never have opened a Pete Peterson box filled with the histories of team names. Recognizing that it was too late, she played along and asked me about my Pittsburgh Steelers. Surely the Steelers, with a team name so reflective of Pittsburgh's steel mill past, never had to change its name. Anita was right about Pittsburgh's team name reflecting the region's history, much like the San Francisco 49ers and the New England Patriots, but the Steelers, out of necessity, went through two of the weirdest name changes in NFL history. Facing a shortage of players during World War II, the Steelers and Eagles in 1943 combined to form the Steagles. Despite the dissension between coaches and players, the Steagles actually had a winning record. In 1944, Philadelphia had enough players to field a team, but Pittsburgh still needed to combine its roster with the roster of another city. To survive, the Pittsburgh Steelers merged with the Chicago Cardinals and became the Chi Pits. The Chi Pits were a disaster and finished the season with a perfectly awful 0-10 record. The team was so bad that sports writers dubbed the Chi Pits the Carpets. I told Anita that 100 years ago, the NFL played its first season with 14 teams with such odd team names as the Jeffersons, the Triangles, and the Panhandles. But one of the oddest was the Decatur Staley's, named after its sponsor, A.E. Staley, manufacturer of starch. A year later, the Staley's moved to Chicago and, owned and coached by George Halas, played at Cubs Field and became the Bears because football players were bigger than baseball players. I asked Anita, if we were the owners of an NFL team, what would be our team name? Without hesitation, after listening to me drone on about team names, she thought our team should be named after me and be called the Pests. This is Pete Peterson for WSIU.